Dr. John Braccio. He is the director of the Regional Psychological Services. It's time for Speaking Psychologically. Dr. Braccio, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Tony. Hope everything's going well in your life.
It is very well. I coach youth basketball, and I had the parents of a student come up, and they were frustrated that their young son didn't make the A team. During basketball tryouts, they purposely don't allow us coaches to participate in these evaluations because they don't want any issues with parents and coaches. And so when these parents approached me, it was in a kind manner, but they were frustrated that their son didn't make the A team. He made the B team. And I told them, even though this kid's a very good player, maybe it's time for him to be the star of a team. Maybe it's time for him to be the leader. And it got me to thinking about self-esteem and kids and as well as adults, but specifically with kids. You think the self-esteem of a kid is damaged because he doesn't make the A team?
Well, I think within reason, yes. I think the bigger issue, though, is for the person to accept who they are, try to be the best they can be, and try to find some happiness within that, Tony. And that's difficult for a lot of people. Meaning, if your best ability, we'll say, is the B team, let's just take that as an example, then I think you want to be the best person you can be on that team wherever you are, A, B, C, D, E. Unfortunately, a lot of times people set a sight on something they're not able to do or not able to do yet. And that can be devastating to them. In life, we try to do our best. We can always run into things that aren't fair and people that aren't fair and circumstances that aren't fair. Because, you know, on a basketball team, you don't need 5 point guards, okay? You don't need 5 centers. I mean, you could even be the third best player of a group of 10 and not make a particular team, not make the A team. So that can be very frustrating, too, for a person. And that's what if you take basketball as an example, I think that's a difficult kind of a thing for people to adjust and adapt to. But getting away from that type of thing, in life, try not to worry so much just about yourself in relation to others. You have to try to focus on yourself, what you can do, try to be your best, and try to help the other players around you if it's a team activity. And that's hard for a lot of people to do.
Well, I got to thinking about self-esteem. I knew that kid very well. I've coached him for the last 3 years. And he's one of those kids who maybe physically he's not the most gifted, but he was one of the better players on the team that I coached. And then I start thinking, well, I think he's going to be okay. But I wondered about his parents, and I wondered if their self-esteem had been damaged because their kid didn't make the A team.
Well, that's the second thing here, too. A lot of times parents become too involved in the process. They focus too much on even themselves over the person that they're worrying and trying to help. I just believe in life, Tony. Life comes at us, okay? I think as parents, if we're going to help our child, we try to give them every opportunity to be the best they can be, try to encourage them, but try to have them quit just competing with everyone else, but try to be the best that they can be themselves. And parents have to not have their self-esteem damaged if a child doesn't do what they would like them to do, what they feel they ought to be doing, because then the child picks up on that. And if a parent's having some low self-esteem issues, and self-esteem is an up-and-down thing, you can feel very high self-esteem in one area, very low in another. So it's going to be a self-defeating family problem where the parents are bummed, the kids are bummed, the uncles are bummed, the grandparents are bummed. And unfortunately, that happens in the world we're in, and that's where people do need to take a time out, look at where things are, try to be reasonable, and realize the best you can be is literally that. And don't try to be doing things maybe you can't do yet. You just do your best and prepare. And maybe if the goal is the A team, then you work and try to do the best you can to get on the A team. Otherwise, be the best you can be wherever you are. That's what happiness is. It's being happy where you are, doing your best, and trying to help those around you.
Well, thinking about the self-esteem of a kid and then the parents got me to thinking about leadership, because we have a lot of business owners and managers who listen to this program. And you've told me previously that self-esteem is often fleeting. It's a difficult characteristic to maintain. What behaviors and thoughts can best enhance our self-esteem and on an ongoing basis every day?
One thing is try to take yourself out of the microscope. I mean, too often people are just looking at themselves and they almost become self-centered in that they're just focusing on what they can or they can't do. If you try to work with others, help others, you're going to get good feedback on you, okay? That's going to be one thing that's going to let you feel better. It'll take you somewhat out of the spotlight. You want to also be thinking positively, always about others. Now, I know it sounds kind of funny because we're talking about your own self-esteem, but part of having a very good self-esteem is having good relationships with other people. And you need to be open with people. You need a mentor. We all need somebody we can talk to, a friend, a spouse, a parent, a boss. It can be a priest. It can be a psychologist, whatever it might be. Somebody that you can trust and get some real honest input on yourself. A lot of people have no one to talk to, so they just focus on themselves. And unfortunately, they can often develop very negative self-esteem issues. You can be enormously successful, but if you don't feel it, and it doesn't matter what society thinks, so you have to be working on accepting yourself, finding people that accept you, being helpful to others that will mirror back positive things to you, and you also have to work on kicking out negative thoughts. When a negative thought comes in, you have to be working on putting a positive one. Like, let's just say you say, I feel like I'm a dummy. You have to say, rubbish, throw that out, and I'm just trying to do the best I can, and I'm going to keep at it. And it sounds like an easy thing or an obvious thing, but you're going to find people with low self-esteem, they're always putting themselves down, always finding fault with themselves, and they have to be focusing more and more on what's good about them. And this is where it's important to have people that you're helping that then can be helpful to you. And it also is important that you have people you can interact with, Tony. Isolates, people that don't share information, these are people often that have low self-esteem because they don't have anywhere to go with their feelings, and they can lead a very unhappy life, and that is very, very negative.
All right, finally for you, what can I do to help Brittany and Courtney and my kids have better self-esteem?
I think always listen. Well, I don't know your kids, but I do know Brittany, I think, fairly well, at least to some degree. Courtney is a little bit. They seem like happy people, Tony. I'll say that. And I think encourage them. Make sure that they know that you're a team and you're all working together. And you really appreciate what they do because you really can't do what you're doing without them there and with your children. Love them. Encourage them. Give them every opportunity to succeed. And if they aim for the moon and they don't quite get there, praise them for where they got and help them so they can go a little further next time. But wherever you are, enjoy the road of life. Let them know that. Enjoy your life. Go forward. Find things that are going to make you feel better and work at it. And always help others and be available to them.
All right, so working them like dogs isn't going to get it. Huh?
Well, dogs have a great life. How does that sound?
All right, Dr. Braccio, thanks so much.
Okay, very good, my friend.